Hi, I'm Dave Spadaro. Welcome to the Eagles update on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. The Eagles back on the practice field on Tuesday at the NovaCare Complex in some soggy conditions. That did not make a difference. A good, crisp practice for Chip Kelly's crew. Offensively, everybody keeping their eyes on number one draft pick Lane Johnson. As Kelly said, when Johnson was drafted, everyone will earn their playing time here, and that has been the case with Johnson, who on Tuesday took some reps with the starters, says he feels comfortable where he is growing up with this offensive line.
Just come out here and do the same thing over and over again. I mean, just line up against different guys. It's pretty much the same deal. Yeah, I feel I definitely progressed. Just learning the playbook and being more comfortable where you're not thinking as much and you're just playing and reacting. Trying to use my hands more, try to, you know, not grabbing and more, be more forceful in my hands, punching.
Again, none of these coaches making a big deal at all about the depth chart. And on Tuesday, Jason Peters absent from practice, not a concern to head coach Chip Kelly. We move on to the secondary. Another rookie, Earl Wolfe, trying to make his bid for playing time in a wide open situation there, and says that working against Kelly's offense and the up-tempo and all the reps will pay benefits for the defense when the regular season begins.
I know it's going to help us in the long run. You know, I feel like if we're going to get this up-tempo offense every day, it's going to allow us, you know, to basically, you know, especially when we get in the game, it's not going to be as fast as it's going to be. You know, everything that comes to us, we're going to be, you know, well-conditioned. You know, you see, we're going to do a lot of conditioning because practice is basically conditioning. And we're out here for about 2 hours, you know, and just, man, I'm just having a good time, man.
A key player for the Eagles' defense is linebacker Connor Barwin. The Eagles signed him as an unrestricted free agent, and they expect big things from him, either as a strong side linebacker or someone coming off the open side, both in coverage and in reaching the quarterback. Barwin says he's in a far different place now than he was 5 seasons ago.
Well, it's a lot better than when I came to Houston as a rookie. So, I mean, everything's different, you know. I'm a different player than I was when I was a rookie. You know, I'm getting paid differently. I'm a different coach, different system. Everything's different. So, but it's, you know, it's where I want to be. I'm excited about, you know, this opportunity. I'm a lot smarter than I was 5 years ago. And like I said, a lot better football player than I was 5 years ago.
So how does the coaching staff evaluate all of these practices when there's no contact, when there's no pads on? Well, says head coach Chip Kelly, you make sure you evaluate based on the number of reps, and he even admits that it's very difficult to go into the trenches and find out who's shiny.
One of the biggest problems we have in this whole deal is we don't have pads on. So for me to make an assessment of this guy's this or this guy's that, I have no idea. You know, there's a lot of guys that look great when you run around shorts and T-shirts, but then when you put the pads on and start getting physical and trying to knock people off the ball, you know, a lot of guys all of a sudden that you weren't counting on say, holy smokes, look what he's doing. You know, so I think all of us and on our coaching staff have been around for a long time where we can't put all of our assessments into what's gone on in the last couple of weeks. And we really won't know anything, especially with offensive and defensive linemen, until you get to put the pads on, until you get into some preseason games and then find out. Because it's a physical game. We're going to be a physical football team, and we're going to find that out when we have the big boy pads on. And right now, you know, bound by the rules that we're in right now, we don't have that. So it's right now it's what are you doing and how are you doing it and really working on technique.
The Eagles finish up their OTAs this week here at the NovaCare Complex. And then next week, the Eagles have a few days of full team minicamp. That's the last look the coaches will have at the players until training camp begins in July. I'm Dave Spadaro. Thanks for joining me on the Eagles update here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.